morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
What is our tip today?
I'm so curious.
Well, let's see. What can I make it?
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's a great one about sunscreen.
Oh.
You know, now the sun's here and now summer's here. Are you, what type of sunscreen are you using? There's actually some new developments in skin cancer research that has shown that retinol palmitate, which is a vitamin A compound similar to Retin-A, and Retin-A has been known for anti-aging applications, mm-hmm. it actually increases your risk of developing cancer 11 to 21% faster than sunscreen without retinol palmitate. It's ridiculous that we're, you know, we have sunscreen that we're putting on to protect us against cancer, but then there's ingredients in it that can actually increase our risk.
Mm-hmm. So there's something in sunscreen. So
it lists it on. Doesn't it list it? It'll say the ingredients.
Say retinyl, R-E-T-I-N-Y-L. It's a vitamin A derivative, retinol palmitate. Mm-hmm. Now, I've looked at my sunscreen this morning. I was going, let's see, I better look at mine. And there's a product that's isopropyl palmitate, and it's not the same thing.
Okay.
So you're okay.
Yeah,
do you have any...
don't focus on the palmitate part. It's the retinol palmitate, the whole word.
Do you have any to recommend that we get any kind of sunscreen?
Well, I would really just recommend looking at them. I mean, I looked at the Neutrogena brand is actually really good.
I've heard of that one.
Some of the Bullfrog, I think that's
Bullfrog.
I think that's the name of it. Some of those don't seem to have it. Another one, Banana Boat.
Oh yes,
is also a good brand. But you know, you still have to turn it over and look at the ingredients,
right?
To see what it is. And even though that is out there, that knowledge is out there, dermatologists still recommend that we wear a sunscreen without that is water-resistant, broad spectrum of SPF 30 or higher, in conjunction with wearing protective clothing and seeking shade. More than 1 million of us will develop skin cancer this year, new cases of skin cancer. So it's a big issue.
It is a big issue.
Need a little. My recommendation
I was
is we
say,
need a little bit.
Yeah, 15 minutes maybe?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I mean,
without
just get
sunscreen.
Out there, especially up here in the Northwest. We're mm-hmm. not like in Hawaii. You know?
Right,
but
right.
It's like get out there for 15 minutes without sunscreen and then put some on that doesn't have any retinol palmitate in it.
Palmitate.
Well, that's really important. Well, I'm sure that you wrote that in your tip, which I want to let everyone
right.
know. Those tips go on to chatwithwomen.com on Dr. Leah's page.
Right.
So if you're going, what was that? What was right. that? We'll have that in writing on our webpage.
And see, personally, I think that is a fabulous tip because we all go, we put sunscreen on, we think we're just fine,
right.
and there you have it.
Well,
so, yeah.
I would have never even thought about looking for a certain ingredient.
Exactly.
That,
and also, Dr. Leah, we should point out, just because the sun's out doesn't mean we stop taking our vitamin D.
Yes, that's true. That is true. Because we need vitamin
D.
Actually, vitamin D has anti-cancer quality to
you
it.
See?
And so we need a little from the sun. We need to also keep taking our vitamin D to get our levels built up for our oncoming fall and winter, you know, because that's when we get really deficient.
Sure.
Well, and there's not that much sunshine. This is now, you know, we're into what, July 7th or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
First really hot day yesterday was. So what are we going to get maybe if we're lucky, you know, two months? Well, yeah. I mean, even that, they're talking about the following week where the temperatures are dropping again. So, you know, let's really not worry about it too much if we get a few minutes of sun, that's for sure.
Right. Right, up here. I mean,
yes.
Like if you're traveling to Mexico or Hawaii or someplace closer to the equator, don't sit out that long in the sun because you'll get burnt a lot faster.
Right.
But just use sunscreen wisely, as we all should.
Well, this is excellent. Just excellent. You know why, too. It's a great gift because our children are getting married and they're going on their honeymoons.
Right.
I know mine's going to Aruba. Where's yours going?
Hawaii.
They're going to Hawaii.
Right.
So we have to put this in their little bag.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea. Well, we're going to take care of it. And we want everyone to know that you can go to naturalmedicineforhealth.com. That is Dr. Leah's website. And or chatwithwomen.com. And all of Dr. Leah's information is on our site, along with all of her written tips and information.
Yeah.
So thank you, Dr. Leah, for
great
joining us.
Great tip, Dr.
Thank
Leah.
Thank you.
As always. Take care. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
Okay.